This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is coming up soon. Umpqua Uncorked and On Tap, and Lance Colley from the Boys and Girls Club Board of the Umpqua Valley in to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having us.
And the event is not that far off. Talk about what's going to happen that night.
So the event is happening April 12th, and normally when we would have an opportunity like this, we would be asking people to go online and sign up for tickets, but this year's event, which is being held out at the Southern Oregon Wine Institute out at the college, sold out very quickly. So we're thrilled. We've got over 175 people coming, and look forward to celebrating what the club's been doing for kids and inform our community a little bit about the kids.
Now, talk about the Boys and Girls Club. If somebody's not familiar with it, what is it all about?
So the Boys and Girls Club is a safe place for kids to go after school and continue after school activities, educational opportunities, training, games. We've got a couple of full-size basketball courts in our gymnasium. Kids have an opportunity to recreate. We feed them every day. We have what we call a snupper program, which provides a meal after school for a lot of kids that don't really have an opportunity to get healthy meals after school. So really, it's an opportunity for kids to come, play, learn, and really enjoy after-school activities in a safe place with a great team of young adults.
So for a lot of families, whether it's single parents or two or whatever, the kind of the 3 to 6-ish time of the day can be a little bit of a challenge. I mean, some people have built-in, grandparents or folks like that or neighbors that can help out. And some people have jobs where they've got some flexibility to leave for a little bit and come back, and other people don't. One of the things about the club, too, is what you have going with the Roseburg School District. Talk about that.
Yeah, so Roseburg Public Schools has been a significant partner of the Boys and Girls Club really since we started. And kids who attend Roseburg Public Schools have an opportunity to be bused to the club after school every day. And then parents or someone approved has to pick them up prior to 6:30, but it is a great opportunity for kids to come and enjoy all the experiences, and for parents to have that opportunity for kids to be there, especially for those who work until 5 or 6 o'clock. So the kids are there, they're safe, they're happy, they're having fun.
And they have the opportunity to work on their homework.
They do. We have educational classrooms. We have technology classrooms. And if kids bring us the information from their teachers, we actually work together with them to ensure that we're teaching kids the same way they're being taught at school. And it's really a great opportunity for kids to get homework done again before they get home.
Now, the club locally has been around for how long?
Oh, my. I think we're celebrating over 25 years in this club as a Boys and Girls Club. It originally started with folks from the school district as a very small program for at-risk youth, and then later became a Boys and Girls Club. And it was a significant milestone.
And a lot of people like you that have been involved with it have done that for a long time. Why do you do that?
So I was involved originally with the Boys and Girls Club when I was working for Roseburg Public Schools. And they were doing a fundraiser to turn that from what had been a private recreational facility that was acquired by the club. And we were doing fundraising activities. And so I got involved then, which would have been probably close to 25 years ago. And I've been on the board for 21 years.
And what about the element of this? Because you said, you know, originally the idea was at-risk kids. What you've got here is really across the board, because this isn't tied into people's income levels.
It's not. And I think that's the beauty of the club. It is there to serve everyone. And we serve over well over 1,000 individual youth members. We average over 230 members a day after school, and those aren't the same kids every day. We see that the experience, if kids show up 2 to 3 times a week, it provides them with better educational and recreational opportunities. But every kid's welcome. Every family's got an opportunity to come there and to help their kids succeed.
Now, with your fundraising event, what are you trying to do that evening in terms of, do you have a particular goal or amount, or how does that work?
Well, so we have two fundraising events each year, Umpqua Uncorked and Untapped, which we rely on a number of our local wineries and breweries to support us. And then we have over 175 people, a goal to raise in excess of $200,000 that goes directly into club sports, club summer camps, which is another significant resource that we provide to the kids in the community. And then the other one is Celebrate Kids, which will be happening in the fall on September 30th.
So you've got some sponsors for this, right?
Yes, we do. I'd like to thank Umpqua Dairy, number one, for being the event sponsor. They have been a significant partner over the years and really have stepped up recently. In addition to that, our wine and beverage sponsors this year, Russell Prayer Rock Vineyards, Spangler Vineyards, Giardet, Trella Vineyards, Cooper Ridge, and Joseph Jane. And then we have three breweries, North 40, Backside, and Tushai. All of those provide beverages for the evening. We then utilize those to help provide additional fundraising.
All right, so that's going on coming up next month, April
12th.
April 12th. If somebody wants to find out more about the Boys and Girls Club in general, what's the best way to access some information there?
The best way always is to look at our website at www.bgcuv.org.
All right. Lance Cawley from the Boys and Girls Club. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.